Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include Ringing in the New Year with Gratitude, Falun Gong Parade and Celebration in Hong Kong. Slovakia, welcoming the New Year in quiet protest at the Chinese Embassy. Czech Republic, raising awareness of the Chinese regime's persecution of Falun Gong on New Year's Eve. Helping my wife after she was detained for her belief. Gansu retiree dies 9 months after 10-hour ordeal in police custody. And the Falun Gong Bridge. Now for the stories.
Ringing in the New Year with Gratitude. Falun Gong Parade and Celebration in Hong Kong. Falun Gong practitioners in Hong Kong held a series of events on New Year's Day. The group put on a performing arts show and a large-scale exercise, demonstration, and parade, and sent New Year greetings to the founder of Falun Gong, Master Li Hongzhi, with gratitude for the benefits of the practice and its teachings of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The rally and the performing arts show were held at Edinburgh Place in Central. Practitioners from Hong Kong and the South Asian areas performed traditional waist drums and instruments. The Tianguo Marching Band also played songs composed by practitioners. Mr. Ye and his family from mainland China were on vacation in Hong Kong. He felt that it was a miracle that he came across a Falun Gong event. He said excitedly, "I first read the Falun Gong book in 2011 on the internet, and I started to practice. It is so lucky that we can join this celebration. It is impossible in China. Here I can shout without any fear, Falun Dafa is great, which I always wanted to do but never had a chance." Mr. Ye continued saying, "I was lost in life. It was Falun Gong that pointed me in the right direction. I know quite a few people like me in China. We often share our cultivation experiences and encourage each other in this severe persecution." Mr. Xi, a tourist from mainland China, watched the entire show from the beginning to end. He said, "I took a lot of photos and videos today. My friends in China will like seeing them. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are great. It is so wrong that the Communist Party persecutes Falun Gong." The parade of over 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners started at 2 p.m. Many Chinese tourists had a chance to see what Falun Gong is all about, which is quite different from what the communist regime's media portrays. Mr. Luo and Mr. He from mainland China had never seen a Falun Gong parade before. Mr. Luo said, "Many Chinese people don't have access to the facts. Some do, but they don't dare speak out. We don't have freedom of speech. Nobody dares to point out in public the party's wrongdoing." A young woman from Chongqing, China, was shocked by the scene. She said, "There are so many Falun Gong practitioners. Even the police support and protect them. It is so different here. I have been deceived by the Communist Party. I want to learn more about Falun Gong. I think that before long, mainland China's people will have a positive view of Falun Gong, too."
Slovakia, welcoming the New Year in quiet protest at the Chinese Embassy. Nearly 20 Falun Gong practitioners in Slovakia welcomed the coming of the New Year in front of the Chinese Embassy in Bratislava, where they meditated and did the Falun Gong exercises as part of an annual event to raise awareness of the persecution of the spiritual discipline in China. Amid the sound of festive celebrations, the participants sat in quiet meditation and remembered the victims of the persecution that continued through 2016. The meditators entered the new year with a wish that the persecution of innocent practitioners in China would end. Their banners read, "Bring Jiang Zemin to justice," referring to the former leader of the Chinese Communist Party who initiated the violent suppression of Falun Gong in 1999. The practitioners' weekly protests in front of the Chinese embassy in Bratislava have lasted 10 years. Their efforts have led many passers-by to learn about the persecution and wish the practitioners success.
Czech Republic, raising awareness of the Chinese regime's persecution of Falun Gong on New Year's Eve. Falun Gong practitioners in the Czech Republic held an activity on December 31st, 2016, at the Prague-Charles Bridge to raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice. Many international tourists visit Prague, and the Prague-Charles Bridge is the main route to the Prague Castle and Presidential Palace. The practitioners set up posters and prepared Falun Gong informational material in English, German, and French languages. They also collected petition signatures to support efforts by practitioners to end the persecution and the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Falun Gong was made public in 1992 and soon spread across China due to its health improvement effects and positive moral principles. Nearly 100 million people were practicing Falun Gong in China prior to the persecution. The widespread of the peaceful practice caught the attention of the communist totalitarian regime. Jiang Zemin, then head of the CCP, jealous of Falun Gong's popularity and infatuated with maintaining control, initiated the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999 and abused his power while initiating and maintaining the state-sanctioned persecution. The practitioners in Czech Republic also called for bringing Jiang to justice during the awareness-raising event. Some practitioners demonstrated the exercises and some distributed informational materials to tourists. Chinese practitioners talked with tourists from China and explained the facts about the persecution. Many tourists took photos of the practitioners demonstrating the exercises, and some took photos of the posters. Some Chinese tourists were visibly moved. Four tourists renounced the CCP and its affiliated organizations on the spot, and many took Falun Gong informational materials. One Chinese tourist said, "Please give me more informational materials. We will read them after returning to the hotel. Thank you for letting us know the facts about Falun Gong. We did not know the truth in China."
Helping my wife after she was detained for her belief. My wife is a Falun Gong practitioner, and I support her belief. Through the years since the practice was banned in China in 1999, we have had many difficult days and were even forced to stay away from home for a year. She was interrogated again by officials last year after suing former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin for persecuting Falun Dafa. But no matter what happens, I always stand together with my wife. This is because I know she is doing the right thing and she deserves my respect. I still remember the year when my wife was sent to a labor camp detention. I contacted a lawyer about this, but he did not accept the case after learning that my wife was already in the labor camp. Carrying food and newly purchased clothes, I headed to the labor camp and was stopped at the gate. The gate officer told me, "Visits are granted once a month. You can leave the clothes here, but not the food." I went there again a week later. Seeing my wife on the other side of a large glass panel in a visiting room, I asked her, "How are things going? Did anyone mistreat you? You can tell me anything you want because I plan to hire an attorney from Beijing for you." The officer who was watching her was surprised by my words and reminded me that the visit was for only 10 minutes. Anxious about my wife's condition, I continued, "Do you need more money? More clothes? I'm staying with your parents now. Please do not worry about them or me. I will come to visit you every month and will bring you anything you need." My wife did not say much, but she was moved by my words and smiled. Returning to the registration room, I saw a window connecting to another room where my wife was waiting for the clothes I had brought. I walked toward her, ignoring one officer ordering me to stop, and reached out my hand through the window and said, "Come here, honey." The officer next to my wife looked at me and commented, "What are you going to do? Do you want to fly through the window?" "Not really," I replied, "because I don't have wings." Removing her ragged gloves, my wife extended her hand and held mine. The officer then smiled at us and said, "Don't worry, we will take good care of her." I later overheard that the guards were impressed by what I did for my wife, and many guards in the labor camp treated her well from then on.
Gansu retiree dies 9 months after a 10-hour ordeal in police custody. A 65-year-old man died a painful death less than 9 months after a 10-hour ordeal in police custody. The authorities targeted Mr. Tian, a retiree from Jinchang City, Gansu Province, because he refused to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. He was arrested on March 28, 2016, and dumped at the side of a road by police at 5 a.m. the next morning. He was brutally beaten and possibly drugged while in police custody. Mr. Tian began to experience memory loss and saw his health quickly decline upon his release. Doctors diagnosed him with organ failure, liquefactive necrosis of the brain, and achalasia. His family suspects that the two small cups of water, the only drink or food he was given at the police station, were laced with drugs that damaged his central nervous system. Mr. Tian remained hospitalized for more than 5 months and died on December 10th. Mr. Tian's ordeal began when he was distributing Falun Gong materials in an apartment complex on March 28th. A domestic security officer who lives in the complex, named Li, saw Mr. Tian and chased him while calling for his wife to come outside. Li rushed toward Mr. Tian and sat on his chest. Mr. Tian immediately fell short of breath and sharp pain. Li asked his wife to check what materials Mr. Tian had hung on the doorknobs of the apartment units. When she said it was Falun Gong materials, Li immediately called the police station to send officers to arrest Mr. Tian. As soon as they arrived at the police station, the police body searched Mr. Tian and showered him with punches and kicks. Mr. Tian refused to reveal who gave him the materials he had. Li ordered his officers to restrain Mr. Tian in a chair with his hands cuffed behind his back and bent his head backwards to increase his discomfort. The officers did not remove him from the chair until he lost consciousness from the pain. Mr. Tian asked for a sip of water after he came to. It took about 3 hours for the officers to get two small cups of water. They watched him drink both. They next drove him to a hospital for blood tests. He refused and was beaten in front of the doctors. His front teeth were knocked out and he again lost consciousness. The police dumped Mr. Tian by the side of the road, not far away from his home. By then, it was about 5 a.m. the next morning. Mr. Tian managed to walk back home. He began vomiting blood and felt unsteady. He was diagnosed with organ failure, liquefactive necrosis of the brain, and achalasia. His family spent close to 300,000 yuan for more than 5 months of hospitalization. Mr. Tian passed away on December 10th.
The Falun Gong Bridge. There is a bridge called the Falun Gong Bridge in a remote village of Jilin Province, China, which is named after Falun Gong practitioners from the village who voluntarily rebuilt it. Many people in nearby villages know of it. Floods damaged the bridge on the main road of the village in 2011. It was difficult for vehicles to pass over the broken bridge. There was a school bus in the village carrying more than 40 students of grades K through 6, which was unable to pass over the bridge. The students got off the bus and helped to push it across the broken bridge every day. The bridge was broken for more than a month. No one took care of it. The undersides of some cars were damaged from crossing the broken bridge. Local Falun Gong practitioners saw this and discussed repairing the bridge. There were 7 of them, including 5 women. The eldest was in his 70s. Everyone agreed to join the voluntary effort to repair the bridge, and they started working the next day. The work began by moving cement pipes, sand, and pebbles. 4 or 5 villagers joined the effort to dig out the mud and bury the cement pipes on the third day. The practitioners rented a truck to carry sand and bought cement pipes with their own money. The bridge was repaired well at a total cost of 700 yuan, about $110. Drivers and passengers who passed by during the construction asked who was sponsoring the bridge repairs. The villagers on site said that Falun Gong practitioners paid for it. One said, "Falun Gong is awesome. The practitioners paid for the bridge repairs. We all should appreciate Falun Gong." Upon hearing this, the drivers and passengers were touched. One said, "Falun Gong is great. Thank you for repairing the bridge. You work hard. The local officials don't take care of this bridge, even though it is their duty." The school bus came back at 3 p.m. on the day the bridge repairs were finished. The driver was excited and stepped down. He asked, "How much did the repairs cost? I will pay for all of it." A Falun Gong practitioner declined his good wish. The driver said, I went to the township government and asked the head and education office to repair the bridge. They told me to ask our village administration. I asked our village head, but he took no action. I worried about this bridge even when I fell asleep at night. Now you have repaired it. I appreciate you very much. I no longer have to worry about it. Villagers call this bridge the Falun Gong Bridge and spread the name to other towns and villages. Many people nearby know about the bridge. The repairs were made 5 years ago. The bridge has remained intact, even though the roads on both sides have been damaged by floods several times. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.